Hachette Audio presents Every Life is on Fire, How Thermodynamics Explains the Origins of Living Things. Written by Jeremy England. Read by Benjamin Isaac. Li Miriam Sheli, for my Miriam. Chapter 1. Introduction. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was formless and void. Genesis, chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. The puzzle breaks down as follows. Every living thing we know of sprang from another living thing, yet we have reason to think that there was no life at all anywhere when the world first got going. This observation implies that the first life there ever was grew from stuff that was not alive, and the question is whether this grand event occurred mysteriously, in a manner incomprehensible to the laws of physics and chemistry as we know them, or took place in a series of steps that we can understand. In other words, how did life begin? Scientists, curious observers of the natural world, and a great many other sorts of contemplative seekers struggling with the human condition may all agree on the importance of this question, yet much confusion and disagreement reigns about what kind of answer we are even looking for. Some biophysicists might like to know which specific types of atoms collided with each other in order to form the first biomolecules, while others take for granted that something like this must have happened and focus their inquiry instead on judging the likelihood of such an event under various conditions. For that matter, what even counts as life and what doesn't? Was the early presence of life in the world a gray continuum through which things gradually progressed over time? Or do we insist there must have been one moment when it burst decisively onto the scene? If the former, how precisely can we differentiate between something that is alive and something that isn't? If the latter, considering that life is good at doing an impressive number of things, which of them came into being first? Was it guaranteed to do so, in the same way that ice always melts in the warm sun? Or must it have been sparked by a freak occurrence, one so rare that our best theory of how things transpired is no explanation?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?